seek new world. In here, Security 90.3 FM from Montreal.
KUT Radio 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Spitfire breathes the lives of women of color in Montreal. We come together to say no to the silencing of our voices. We welcome you to another edition of Spitfire. Spitfire is a monthly radio broadcast for women of color by women of color that airs every last Wednesday of the month on CKUT 90.3 FM. First off, Spitfire acknowledges that we are settlers on the traditional territory of the Ganaikahaga people. The Ganaikahaga are the keepers of the eastern door of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Spitfire believes it is not enough to just acknowledge the keepers of this land, and that everyone, ourselves included, should seek greater awareness and to actively confront colonialism and neocolonialism in their many forms and work to deconstruct and decolonize. Starting points for self-education are reclaimturtleisland.ca and idlenomore.ca.
Trigger warning, we're going to talk about the residential schools. So before we continue the show, we would like to take a moment of silence for the 215 stolen children whose remains were discovered at the former Kamloops Residential School, 715 at Marival Residential School, and the countless others that will undoubtedly be found. We must never forget the stolen generations who are erased in the history books of this country. It is imperative that we are settlers of Turtle Island, educate and inform ourselves on this topic and more as we stand in solidarity with our Indigenous brothers and sisters in this fight against injustice, erasure, and in the reclaiming of their land. This month, we will go freeform and take it nice and easy. Summer is here and we want to vibe with you as we discuss everything and anything we please. So we hope that everyone takes time out to take care of themselves. Do what you need to do to protect your peace. Turn off social media, take a walk outside, rest, and stay tuned for this and more on Spitfire Women of Color Radio on 90.3 FM.
No, I ain't the same being a man today. No, I ain't the same. Waking up to this disarray. This uncertain, this only seems to serve the misery. May a place on me, my death take from me. All of this bullshit, I do not need it. I believe in magic, because I've seen it. Nothing you, the ego, you know already how it goes. I got a strong man, strong girl, from my head to my toe, back to my ego. These earthly habits, they got to get going. I've let go of desires, but I truly let go of the fires that burn them and fuel them. It's so hard to be human with a battle in mind. I have lost all devotion over time. I'm on a path of remembrance, and I'm remembering fine. I've been nothing that's mine, only borrowing time. My kind, cutting to God, unworthy of his tie. With all these doubts in my mind, trying to cross the sight, left to struggle in my right. No, it ain't the same being a man today. No, it ain't the same.
Being a man today. No,
tools to our life. City kids beneath the poverty line. I'm feeding my senses. Food for thought is money well spent. Cause most of our so-called knowledge is rented, invented, depends on flippant frenzies, social scenarios, holler like Cheerios, you hear me though? Never thought I'd be coming out your stereo, but there we go. I'm active, yeah, it's retaining now. Now it ain't the same being a man today. No, it ain't the same. No, it ain't the same being a man today. No, it ain't the same being a man today. No, it ain't the same. No, it ain't the same being a man today. No, it ain't the same. No, it ain't the same. Like it's average, like I'm not who the fuck I am, like bitch, what's happening? Porque yo tengo el yo no sé cuá, flow que mata, el que mira, a mí me vale crítica. Yo soy la fucking mexicana, muy honesta la chava. Yo no ando con pendejadas, aquí rifan las barras. A mí me dijo mi madre que yo nunca me rajé, que no hable el que no sabe, nosotros somos de calle. Es que en mi territorio yo traigo llave y se abre, lo que quiero yo tengo, punto y aparte. A bitch in my DM talking about where her man did I see him talking about the common pics that I be in. I just tell my friends he said rien. Bitch, I haha con jota, haha ha with the J. I speak English and Spanish, I'm bilingual all day. Fuck Trump, wait, oops, I slipped out. Man, I never know who's in this crowd. Need a pair and a clue fix now. Never really know who shoots this bitch down. Ni de aquí ni de allá, a mí me gustan los dos. Mucha crema tus tacos y se te quema el arroz. Hola, ¿qué tal? Dime cómo están. Yo ni soy de aquí ni soy de allá. Soy de aquí y soy de allá. Un horchata y dos de lengua. Un horchata y dos de lengua. Un horchata y dos de lengua. Que a mí me paren, yo soy desmadrosa de amadres. Yo tengo a mis primos con jales. Tengo influencia en varios canales. Yo speak Spanish, I speak English. Yo vendo CDs y DVDs. Y yo soy muy cara, tú eres cheap. Estás en mi camino, beep, 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 beep. Get the fuck about my way. Esos güeyes son mames. Quieren que yo me dé, pero ya rete a los United States. Y parece que alguien la trae contra mí, porque de mi parte parece que ni los de allá me quieren. Ni tampoco acá, porque soy mujer y tan fenomenal. Y si quieren líneas, yo traigo un costal. And if you want some dope, I'll give it to you non-stop. Porque tengo barras y hasta tengo de más. Por eso la disquera me quiso acabar, pero me zafé. Se me zafó, se va a poner bien, porque vengo yo. Búscame en la red como el pez Nemo. Tengo varios años con el mismo flow, soy Snow. Hola, ¿qué tal? Dime cómo están. Yo ni soy de aquí ni soy de allá. Hola, ¿qué tal? Dime cómo están. Yo sí soy de aquí y soy de allá. Un horchata y dos de lengua. Un horchata y dos de lengua.
Welcome back to Spitfire Women of Color Radio on CKT 90.3 FM. You were just listening to Nah, It Ain't the Same by Green Tea Peng and Biringue by Snow the Product. So some highlights for the month of June. Even though June has come to an end, we hope that everyone enjoyed celebrating Pride Month. It was beautiful to see everyone celebrating in their own way despite this pandemic. Also, the Tokyo Olympics are about to be filled with melanated magic, essence, beauty, and everything else you can imagine. These are just some of the names to look out for. So you have Simone Biles, Eunice Lee, Jordan Childs for the U.S.'s gymnastics team. You have Sha'Carri Richardson for the 100 meter in track and field, Gabby Thomas for the 200, Allison Felix for the 400. There's also Raven Sanders in shot put, Brittany Reese in the long jump, and Simone Manuel doing the 500 meter freestyle in swimming. And these are just the this is just the tip of the iceberg personally for Black excellence and just walk excellence all throughout these Olympics. And I think it's the first time I will be this invested. Also, Black TikTok is taking back their time and effort on the platform. So as a way to fight back against the way in which white TikTokers appropriate and taking credit for a lot of the dances for popular songs on the platform, a strike has been organized amongst Black creatives on the app, notably with the Megan Thee Stallion thought, with the history of appropriation and co-opting of Black culture, innovation, and creativity, it is no wonder and no surprise that this kind of thing is happening. I, for one, look forward to what the future holds when Black people reclaim what is like the space that they help create, especially with the dance. And I've seen a few of these dances that are that they're coming up with, and boy, is it sad. So it's working. So start giving credit where credit is due.
Definitely. Everybody was saying how it was boring without all the Black creatives.
You should see the dances that they're trying to come up with.
Yeah. Like,
nonsense. Right. But anyway, right. I digressed. I'm just saying I'm glad that, you know, finally, like, doing what is necessary. And this point, it's like you push and you push, you give an inch to take a yard. And, well, this is what happens.
For sure. For sure. All Black creators deserve the... all the flowers, for real. Most of the people that I laugh at, I feel like, are Black people. Like 90%. It's yeah. Anyways. Yep. All right, so to continue with the headlines, as I mentioned in the introduction, trigger warning, we're going to talk about the residential schools. So with the continual discovery of remains being discovered on land formerly occupied by residential schools, there's been a call to action to cancel Canada Day with reason. The horrors of what was done has unearthed anger, pain, and the necessity to change the current state of affairs when it comes to Indigenous people in this country. And there's a 24-hour crisis hotline that's been set up to provide support for former students and those affected. The number is 1-866-925-4419. Something else, we're debating, do we talk about it, do we not? But I mean, it is what it is. Something that's been highly anticipated is the result of the Derek Chauvin trial. We all know that police brutality is not new and it happens on a daily basis all across the globe. Yet the murder of George Floyd is what sparked an international unrest this summer. And well, last week, he was sentenced to 22 years in prison and is also facing federal charges. And it's, I mean, it's very confusing. Is it a win? Do we, like, is that like a hopeful, you know, way to continue things? We don't know. I mean, yeah, that's a lot. A lot of these tragic events take a lot of energy and time to process. And we do realize that throughout the pandemic, we've missed some of the shows, you know, to recenter ourselves. But the space is also one of healing. So thank you for being with us through it all.
Right? You're here.
So we'll take a short musical break and we will be right back with more on Spitfire Women of Color Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Listen up, star. Fast girl on a drive, fast car. I'm inside like interior. Top drop down, but you can't see the bar. Been trippy for a while. I stay dripping in the style. I push the beat and it's a murder. 999 put it down. Yeah, boy, I do major things. I will shock somebody, cops and taser things. Keep from 11, seen some stranger things. Indian marriage, I'ma have to erase the things. Like, yo, she did it again, sit with the pen, live, oh, quick, get in the Benz and bring your friends, drive slow. I'm sipping the Henny, I'm in the enzyme, home, send kids in the building, Caribbean war, blow. You know how we all get down, with me in the club, get down. You know how we all get down. Like, whoa, the Black Madonna. Style and bold. Big shot caller. On the phone like, whoa, the Black Madonna. Style and bold. Big shot caller.
Black Panamera, Black Panamera, get a beat and rip it up like a piranha. Ha. Black everything, black jets and black Benzes. Ha ha ha. Big party girl, good evening. Tell me what's cooking down there in your kitchen. Fried plantain, fried dumpling. I know these African D's, what you're missing.
Step up in the club like Big Bam Bam, maybe like. What's going up like? On your mic.
Like, whoa, the Black Madonna. Style and bold. Big shot caller. On the phone like, whoa, the Black Madonna. Style and bold. Big shot caller. Like, whoa, big shot. Like, whoa, big shot.
Big shot.
Like, whoa,
big shot.
Welcome back to Spitfire Women of Color Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. That was Black Madonna by Lady Leisha featuring Mr. Easy, giving you badass vibes.
Summertime.
Basically.
So I had mentioned this before the show, but I'd like to
go ahead.
Spark this debate. Mm-hmm. You weren't there for this, but I don't know if y'all have been following this as much as I have, because personally I'm just annoyed that we're having this conversation in 2021. But the last few weeks, there's been this kind of, well, not last few weeks, it was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, but it seems like an eternity. There's this debate about bonnets and wearing them outside. So basically, Monique, you know, the actress, comedian, everyone's then favorite auntie. Well, I don't know if she's anybody's favorite now, but she basically posted this video, following multiple videos of this, of women just being in airports, for example, with bonnets, just being in comfortable attire when they go out to run errands or whatever, where they're traveling. Basically a call out to the sisters, or quote unquote sisters, whatever she wants to, whatever term she wants to use, I think it was babies or whatever. Basically saying that we need to kind of take pride in our appearance and how we're going, and when we go out, just, you know, recognize like what we're representing, and that we need to stop wearing pajamas and bonnets outside because that's interior attire. And for her, it's no longer, well, it's not, there's no longer, but for her, there's a difference between like wearing like a headscarf, a nice headscarf with an outfit that when you go out, versus like when you're running errands and like you're just dressed in whatever attire you decide to leave the house, and that, you know, people are watching. So we need to kind of take pride in our outward appearance. It's kind of just like, what does it matter to you? What does it matter? If I'm in an airport, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be dressed to the nines to catch my flight at 6 o'clock in the morning. Also, it's for comfort. Two, I don't care who's looking at me because it's not bothering anybody. And I don't think these women care either, because they have places to be, other concerns. And at the end of the day, nobody is thinking that deep into it. And it sparked this kind of debate online where you have on one side those who are completely in agreement with her that we need to carry ourselves with pride as Black women go out, and this and the other. Others are just like, who cares? Who gives an F? Why are we doing this? Why are we policing Black women's appearance? And then there's a lot of videos, and I agree with them. It's kind of just like Black women are the only ones where we need to have some kind of respectability of politics attached to our appearance, and the fact that we need to somehow be the example for every other race to say that, no, we are not X, Y, and Z, and we can't just be ourselves. Because any other person doing this, there's no comment. It becomes style, and quickly it'll become the next new thing.
Yes.
But yet, when we go out, it's because we act in ghetto and this, that, and the other. Whatever is on my head is of no concern to you. And if it bothers you that much, look away.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know what's going through other women's minds when they're leaving the house. Whatever personal business they have, do they have time to get ready? Are they going just for a quick errand? Do I need to be out for more than 6 hours? Am I going to meet somebody? It's different if I need to go from, I don't know, and have like a whole day where I'm outside. Fine, whatever, I'm going to change. But if I know, I'm just doing it in and out. I am not about to be getting dressed up.
But also, it's like, who's, like, I come, this has been a debate that's going on. Like, who actually gives a shit, you know? Oh, I'm like, this is, again, comes back into, like, the whole trying to, like, police women's bodies and, like, what it is you're doing with your body and how you show up. But I'm just like, no. Like, what? Also, it's like, bonus, like, this is something we wear, is something we have done for a long time. And I think, I'm just so mad for giving her this much attention over this, because I'm just like, there's so much more we could be talking about, so much more productive conversations we could be having, and this is not one of them. And I'm just like, I'm annoyed and mad.
Don't worry. It's been on my chest for like the last like 2 weeks. I'm just like waiting for the show to be able to like render it, because I just didn't get it. And like, this is coming from someone who's been in an industry where Black women are judged for their outward appearance. And I would think that you, of all people, would not pass that judgment on to other Black women, especially knowing how hard it is for us to just be ourselves. Right. Because I can't wear my hair a certain way. I can't wear certain clothing. If I do speak a certain way, it's something. If I look a certain way in terms of like my, like if I'm looking somewhere, someone perceives that as attitude or me trying to challenge somebody. It's everything I do is wrong in society. And you as a Black woman who went through all of this.
This is the same.
All of a sudden, it's an issue. Like, what did, and then she, what pissed me off the most is that she ended up like posting this picture of this woman in the airport or wherever she was. She had her bonnet, she had on her outfit, and then she put this whole caption under being like, is this the best we can do? So what are you talking about? Because she's plus size, she's not allowed to wear whatever she's wearing. Is that what you're alluding to? Are you alluding to the fact that she's wearing her bonnet? Is it her whole, like, why are you putting this woman on blast?
I think it just points,
It's just so disappointing. And it's like one disappointment after the other.
Yeah, I think it's really just pointing to a lot of like self, I don't want to call it hatred, but the ways in which she has her own things that she's dealing with. And she hasn't actually dealt with it, with the ways in which she's been told to move in the world. And so she's putting all that onto other people. Yeah. But also just what annoys me about this is because white folks gonna take this and they use this as justification for the violence that they enact on Black folks. They're gonna be like, oh, I said this because they were dressed like this, they were like this, they weren't, you know, presenting in a way that's like conforming to your opinion, like, you know, ways of being. And so this is just like another way, like white supremacists will use this as justification for the violence that's enacted. Right. But also it's like, Monique, just go to therapy, girl. Just go to therapy.
Right.
Go fucking get some healing. Because so I'm just like, girl, like, yeah,
she's gone through a lot. Same. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it feels like it's pretty internalized. Like, are you talking about yourself, like what you feel others have told you? Like, yeah, man. And it's you said something, I forgot what I was gonna say, but yeah,
I'm thinking of like the Parkers. Like, I love that show,
right?
But it's like
too.
When I think of the Parkers and the ways in which like the subtotal like fat phobia that is enacted in that show, that like very much like internalized hatred that's kind of like also embedded into that show. And I imagine also just what is happening on the outside. Like there's just like a lot happening, and I'm just like, go get therapy and do not start bringing these things onto Black women, because we here, we're good. We're not dressing for anybody. We're dressing for just ourselves.
Exactly.
So if it pisses you off, look the other way.
Right.
Simple as that. Keep it moving.
Yeah, exactly. And you're so right with like white people, or you know, with the discourse of like Black white supremacy, of like using that as leverage, you know, kind of like, oh, but I have a Black friend and they said they're okay with it, you know, that kind of like narrative, like, oh, it's okay, like Monique, she's an important figure, she said this, so you know, like that must be right. And I don't know if you remember who was that white woman who was like, who created this thing that was basically kind of like a bonnet, and people were like, oh wow, so revolutionary. And it's basically something that we,
I don't remember her name, but I know what you're alluding to.
Right. And like, so they're basically copying us in so many ways. And instead of like reclaiming, you're putting it down, you know, it's just like, oh, but yeah. I can't just blame her because she's been raised in a system that is continually oppressing her. And, but it's just so fucked up still. Like, come on, girl. Come on, girl.
But I think it speaks also just like how, as like the Black community, we're so large and so diverse, but I'm like the Black community, how there's just like a lot of discourse that still has to happen. Cause even like with this, I'm also thinking about like, Little Nas at the BET Awards, you know, and I'm just like, like the fact that he like broke, like all the Black people were just like sending him all these like hateful things about him kissing a man on television at the BET. And I'm just like, seriously, it's 2020 motherfucking one. Like, what you got to say? You know, so there's a lot of these discourses that we still have to have within our communities. Yeah. A lot of internalized hatred that we have, that we just have to kind of work through, because if we don't, then that is the ways in which white supremacy mm-hmm. comes for us and, you know, divides mm-hmm. us and tells us we're so much different. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and kind of just like brings up what you said, Sam, as well. It's like we have other things to discuss, more important, more groundbreaking things so to discuss much. than what is than bonnets. Like bonnets are not the end all be all, and it, at the end of the day, it's a cap on my head, just mm-hmm. like I'd be wearing any kind of like basketball, like what do you call them, the bucket hats or any kind of hat. It's a company. Mm-hmm. What does it change for you? Mm-hmm. What does it change for you?
It actually does you good. It's like your hair. You like get off the airplane. Exactly. Right. It's like you put it on and you get off. If you're going to a party, going to a wedding, going to a cookout,
keep it.
You
exactly.
remove
until
it, and your
I
hair
get to
is
my destination.
Looking bomb. Mm. And you, this is actually like. We'd be smart, so do not bring here this, like, we've been knowing, you know? It's like we stay ready so we don't have to get ready. So this
exactly.
is a way of staying
love
ready.
That.
So
put that on
yes,
our shirt.
Sure.
Get ready because we're ready. Let's put that on our shirt. Put that on our shirt.
Man. That's some good-ass merch right there.
Oh, my gosh. PM.
Right. Oh.
But no, and it's just like, no, we have more pressing issues, and it's just, it was just saddening to see that that's what she decided to do with her platform, mm-hmm. given everything that has been happening mm-hmm. over the last 6 months.
Right.
And already as it is, it's just kind of, it's just part of the quote unquote job. It's just tiring, you know, to think that in this day and age, and I guess it's like, it might be a generational thing as well, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, it's kind of like, I think we've earned our right to be able mm-hmm. to exist in this world without everybody
excuse
putting
me?
In their shoes.
We definitely do. And you just said something, you know, like doing something with her platform. I think it's also like kind of problematic in our world. Like, who gets to have a platform, you know, to say what, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, why? You know, there are people who have the words to really explain all of this, to explain all the internalized, like, or self-hatred and like all these things that results in us thinking that, and, you know, or white supremacy. So why is it that she gets that platform? You know, like, yeah. How fucked up is that? Just because, I mean, she played in shows, and this idea of like celebrity having, you know, the right to say certain things and being put in the spotlight to make a difference. Like, of course there are ways to use that in a really positive way, like Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade, you know, like it's,
I mean, Carvey's parents.
Yes.
You know them.
Yes. And you know, like really like breaking like generational, what is that called? I don't want to
curses.
I guess.
Or generational cycles or.
Yes. You know, like toxic, unhealthy patterns and stuff. So it's just, it's hard for me to wrap my head around the idea of like platforms. Cause sometimes it can be like, oh, like you have this platform, but you don't talk about this, but it's like, they might be doing some work behind the scenes, but they just don't have the words to kind of, you know, say it on the platform. It's like, why put that responsibility? Like we all do something in our own way. So I get it. Like also like, okay, you have a platform. Why do you do it for that? Like, why is your voice important to say these things? But
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that I think two things came up for me while you were saying that. I think one of them is that there's like this thing like black pain sells, you know, and in this situation, this really highlights it where it's like she hasn't had a lot of spotlight on her. And we see this a lot with like celebrities in general, when they want some kind of publicity going on, yeah. is to attack black communities and start like either talking some shit about black folks, and that will get people talking, because, you know, we're not going to sit silent. We're done with that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, silence does not solve shit. And so I feel like this is another part of like showing the ways in which black pain sells, because you're out here like attacking black women and talking about the ways in which we present ourselves, and folks are out here talking, everyone is out here talking about this. Like,
yeah.
it just yeah yeah mm-hmm. So I just want to put that out there, and just like, it's it's a part of it. It's a part of that, marketing. Of like how we're constantly being used within this like capitalistic white supremacist world to kind of, you know, move this whatever fuck shit forward, whatever that means. But yeah. I don't know if I can swear in here. I'm swearing, but
we'll figure out how to bleep it out.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. Oh my God.
I realized that I never really do bleep it out. So maybe it's, I don't know. Anyways, yes.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. But we feel it. The emotion's there.
Yes.
Yeah, the anger, no, I mean, frustration. Sorry, go ahead.
And I think it was something that Amanda Seales had mentioned. Well, she had put like a video about it where it's kind of just like, also to like your point, Audrey, when we're talking about like celebrities have this platform, but it doesn't necessarily that they have mean that they speak on everything if they're doing like behind the scenes work. Because also there's also that point, like you said, it's like, why aren't you speaking up about this, or why aren't you speaking up if you have the platform? And it's kind of like, it's not their job. They're not responsible for every single incident that happens. Like, there's too many things happening all at once for them to be like, because I have the influence, now I need to speak on it too. And that's completely fair. Mm-hmm. 100% fair. And I'm just wondering, what is the balance then? Because it can't be that you have this power and you have all these followers, so you know you have an influence where you can just say something without consequence, but also like, you should be able to say something when like it's meaningful, quote unquote meaningful, as well, without feeling pressured that you have to represent all the burdens. And also for the most part too, like, we also don't want to have to put this on like women of color to be like the champion, especially Black women, be like the champions of injustice either.
So I'm
just wondering, in like this day and age when we're like, we are very much technological, everything is on a platform. It's not like we're speaking face to face anymore, which is like, certain things can be said, but then it can be explained, versus once it's out there forever to be manipulated, however, which way through thousands and millions of different like perspectives.
Pass the mic.
Also, that's like, a good point.
You have a platform. This person specializes in this. Pay them and let them.
True. Very good point.
Literally. You know,
you don't know about this, then that person does. Let them speak, you know, take over your fucking social. And like, do your thing. Like, why? Like, you don't have to talk about this. They all have publicists. I mean, I'm sure they don't all use it.
No, clearly,
they should be.
Clearly, right? Not.
They should
clearly
be.
Not. Like, as the other, I don't know, thing. And that's the other thing. It's like, you have people with this expertise. Like, you hire a PR team. You should know in this day and age that no matter what you say as a person in the spotlight, this will go far and quickly.
But she's okay with it. We're trying to, I don't know. I feel like she's not being like, oh, I did something wrong here. I shouldn't have said this. Like, she's defending this. So she's like, I was intentional about saying this. Like, if there was a publicist or anything, they need to defend me. So it's not like she needs a publicist to be like, I don't know, do some damage control or something, but it's like, she's defending this. Exactly. But I think what we were saying before, what Anadri was saying, definitely pass the mic. Like, I don't want to give no flowers to the white person, but like Anne Hathaway, like, you know, in the summer, gave away her platform to, you know, Ayanna Lang to come and talk about, you know, trans women, you know. So it's like, you do have a platform, but that doesn't mean that you got to speak, because you're an actor, you're a comedian. Right. Go do that. That is your job. That is why I'm following you, to make me laugh. Go I don't need to hear you talk about other shit. If you can, do whatever. But if you don't actually have the knowledge on how to speak about this, there are people who, this is their job. They have studied this. They get paid to do this work. Right. They have invested time and energy to learn about different topics. And so give it away. Get someone. Like, you got the money. Just pay someone to come and do this work. Like, so, Monique, I'm not defending you. I'm just like,
nope.
Anyway.
No.
We have a fire.
Spit.
Spit. Fire.
Yeah.
No, but it's very true. And like, you both bring up like valid points about like passing. I think that should be just, I think we should start normalizing that.
Yeah, just make me laugh, Monique. That's all. Just get out there. Attack Netflix. Let them, like, pay you. I'm out here for that, you know, because I'm, like, you're so black woman at the end of the day. So I might be like, yes, gig them coins.
Yeah.
Just make me laugh in a way that does not put people down, because that is not comedy I want to technically partake in.
Nope.
But if you can make it clever and good, then I'm out there front supporting you. But if you're out here supporting black women to get your coins, then bye, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Oh. It's just, you know, it's... don't apologize. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we're going to keep wearing those bonnets on the airplanes, in the grocery store, everywhere. And we going to rock them. So
snaps.
Exactly.
Look the fuck out, Monique. Like,
snaps.
See what's happening to TikTok. See what happens when black folks stop doing shit. You see, imagine if we stop wearing like bonnets. Well, people will be out here wearing them, and you don't want to see that shit. You don't want to see it. So.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, and our bonnets on our heads, we will take a short musical break, and we'll be right back with more Spitfire Women of Color Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I am Gemini, super fly guy. I am Gemini, two heads, one eye. I am Gemini, like Pop, Andre, Lauren, and Kanye, Boy George, and Nan Frank. I am Gemini, but no, I'm not fake. I am Gryffindor, but don't move like Snape. I am Gemini, people love to call me crazy, but they judging and they hating, and I'm too grown for explaining. I am Gemini, June 14th, and all the famous rappers got a sign like me. And all the famous rappers got a heart like me. But I know that I'm different and they not quite me. I'm the horoscope hole, I'm the planet and moon. I'm the rising ascendant, fifth degree to the moon. I'm the witch of your dreams, I'm the voice in your head. Your husband sent me a DM and I just left him on red. My planet's Mercury, my element is air. I'm such a free spirit that I don't fucking care. If I got the blunt, I am moving out my chair. You could kiss my derriere, cause it's shaped like a pear. Little zodiac, ginger snap, pretty little shorty with a snapback. Tarot deck, on sec, like to keep her feet wet. Whip keeps wet, the freak neck from Harlem to BX. I clean up like Kleenex. Spinelli, I'm recess, kick ball to the deep end. A public school era is old school forever. The moon and the tides really control the weather. The sun and the moon, yes, it do go together. A spiritual being that rides any weather. Riders on a storm, riders on a storm. Yes, I'm on my own, trying to find up my home. Riders on a storm, riders on a storm. Yes, I'm on my own, trying to find up a home. Intelligent, adaptable, agile, communicated. Be informative, creative, and everybody hates it. Imagination colorful and not just entertain it. A poet and a dreamer, I'ma seize the world and take it. Of course, there is the bad, I'm really superficial. I ain't caught you in 3 months, still I maintain that I miss you. A Gemini with issues, social isolated. I pray that I'ma make it, or at least that I can fake it. And like a Gemini, I'm really prone to changes. I'm really indecisive and I really fucking hate it. Picking clothes or picking food, it always make me anxious. But thank God I'm androgynous, cause boys, cause what I stay in. Riders on a storm, riders on a storm. Yes, I'm on my own, trying to find up a home. Riders on a storm, riders on a storm. Always on my own, trying to find up a home.
Paradise, what they want for me. Shawty's never saw marital. Vowing that it'll come for me. Comfort me with the holy book. Probably closer to fallen one. Lucifer on my loose leaf. No, I ain't the only one. Preachers say I'm a Jezebel. Thinking he might be right. Be having hellish thoughts. Rather you spend the night. shooting for the climax because it feels like heaven's gates. So at least I'm seeing holy if I'm gambling with fate. Buddha says life is suffering and humans need some rest. Enjoying every pleasure, anticipating the stress. Every test, every yet not, spirit demands we fret not. Joy comes when the day breaks, so deny desire, we best not. Parents speaking in parables, only thing they agree on. Papa be pastor lately, I wonder which book he reads from. Revelation's a favorite. Proverbs keeping me even. Genesis my obsession, even days I don't believe it. Every song is a season, my Solomon promise prompted an energy push and pull, but my treason it ain't an option. Stray away from the topic, politics open book. When I talk about God, I get the skeptical looks. I believe in eternity, life after it ends. Everlasting aside, my soul is golden within. I'm just trying to live the best life I can on earth. Mama told me ain't no faith without works. So we work. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell on the path and was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered for lack of moisture. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. Some fell into good soil, and when it grew, it produced 100-fold. Find where you can bloom, baby.
Now I lay me
down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die,
Welcome back to Spitfire Women of Color Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM. You were just listening to Gemini by Prince Nokia. What, Gemini season. And that was in honor of my B-Day. Because
yes. So when was your birthday? Tell us more.
Well, girl, it was sometime in June just because like I don't want listeners to know when my birthday was. But
that's June. Fine. That's fine.
I am a Gemini because... Oh, I'm not going to like toot my own horn, but of course I'm a Gemini, but great sign, great person, great everything. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So that is why I chose that. But we are going to end the show a little bit differently just because we're running short for time. But I personally feel that discussion we just had was excellent and that was my self-care. Got that off my chest. I feel good. I don't know about y'all, but I feel good.
Yeah, on top of those nails that are popping. Popping.
They're coming off this week because I'm already annoyed.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I feel like however busy that we are, every time we come together, that's something. There's something. There's just something about like that space and definitely to absolutely. Be able to be on the same page with the bonnets, like yes, I'm gonna wear my bonnet wherever I fucking go again.
Love it.
Yes,
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, we would like to formally and continually share this with all of you listening. We want to hear your voices, all Black, Indigenous women and femmes and non-binary folks of color. We want to hear your voice. So this is the platform for you. So please reach out to us if you want to talk about your next project or join our conversations if this space is for you. So Spitfire Women of Color Radio broadcasts every last Wednesday of the month at 6 p.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. If you are a them or non-binary person of color and want to be a part of our space, again, this platform is for you. So please reach out. You can write to us at spitfire@tkut.ca and we are easily reachable on our Facebook page named Spitfire Women of Color Radio. So with that, we're going to leave you with a Rapid Fire by Carol Santino featuring Shane Eagle, Amore, and Tony Agapa. Did you notice? Make sure to check out all the musicians we played tonight as Prime Month comes to an end. What better way to highlight some queer artists? Night, y'all.
Night. Thank you, Sam, for being part of the conversation. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Love being here. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Stay Black.
Hey, remember couldn't get a 20 from my mom. Now I drive 20 on the left cause I'm on. I feel the love when I'm riding through the city, but I see him looking at me, pray the bullets don't hit me from the side. Yeah, but that just never die, no. Yeah, good weed in my lungs, you know where I'm at. Straight from the slums, and I can't go back. No, I won't go back. No, I keep on the road for my dead homies. Okay, now I'm tired, I stop, man, rapid fire. Whoopo, wanna break out down, rapid fire. Whooping for a better now, rapid fire. Bria, bria, ba ba ba. Okay, now I'm tired, I stop, man, rapid fire. Whoopo, wanna break out down, rapid fire. Whooping for a better now, rapid fire. Bria, bria, ba ba ba. Okay, now feeling that like it's a lie. Hit her with another line. Freaky, but I socialize like this. Sober, but I feed her wine. She missed her bad times. And they wanna beat her rhyme like this. Okay, now somebody slurs. And I figure with her all my deflurs. Super missing, cause she cuts like it burns. Wanna ring her with my all my dealer. Me come like the nurse, show me. Me kill her, bomba, bomba, slow. Me kill her with the biggie, bomba, bomba, slow. Me kill her one split her on one drink. So me not like the gun, jab her boss, now closer.
We kill him with the rapid fire. Kill him with the rapid fire. With the rapid fire. Send me KO with the rapid fire. KO with the rapid fire. Yeah.
Tracing diamonds and moves like I'm daughter to Jacob that you love.
Look at what them I say.
Só falei com você de manhã. Desejei dar palavras a mais. Fica amba a neblina, fumaça colorida pra te celebrar. Sei até o que causa alvoroço, aí vai dar pé. A aventura faz bem pro ori, sua escama nova brilha além do peixe. Pra te dar parabéns, pra te ver mergulhar. Fica zen, vejo que já tem tudo aí. Mas meu bem, se esquecer não faz mal me pedir. Se quiser que eu esquente, vem, nana no meu colo. Nana no meu colo. Nana no meu colo. Nana. Nana. Colorida pra te celebrar. Sei até o que causa alvoroço, daí vai dar pé. A aventura faz bem pro ori, sua escama nova brilha além do peixe. Pra te dar parabéns, pra te ver mergulhar. Fica zen, vejo que já tem aí, mas meu bem, se esquecer não faz mal me pedir. Se quiser que eu esquente, vem, nana no meu colo. Nana no meu colo. Nana no
CKUT. CKUT.
Oh! welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Amandla, your weekly news show about Africa with news and briefings and analysis from the continent. A little different this week. We've got something, a special guest on today. Gwen, what's happening?
Yes, well, I named a special guest who became just a little bit, I guess, more special, you know, unbeknownst to us when you did the interview. So Doug interviewed Hassan Youssef. Well, actually, I think you should introduce him, Doug, and then we'll go from there. Tell us, who's Hassan Youssef?
Yeah, Hassan Youssef is stepping down, retiring leader of the Canadian Labour Congress. He's been there since 2014 as that leader, but many, many years before that in Secretary General position. And before that, working with Bob White in the Canadian Labour Congress, and a true unionist from the roots, a welder from a truck shop in Oshawa, and worked his way through as a worker of color into the system at a time when there were not many of them present, and he had to fight some awful battles just to get things going in the union, imagine, let alone at the workplace. So he's retiring, but he's been named to the Senate of Canada by Justin Trudeau. So we did the interview back in April,